1320 AM, W248 DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. Words of wisdom from Tim Walz.
Never underestimate a public school teacher.
The Minnesota governor accepted the Democratic nomination for vice president at the convention in Chicago, dialing it back to his days as a high school football coach.
It's the fourth quarter. We're down a field goal, but we're on offense and we've got the ball. We're driving down the field. And boy, do we have the right team.
His Republican counterpart, J.D. Vance, spoke with CBS's Nora O'Donnell about what he didn't hear from Walz.
Here's what Kamala Harris has already done to ease the suffering of people who have not done well under this economy. He can't say that, which I think is a huge indictment of Kamala Harris's leadership.
Vance plans to join former Vice President Trump at a stop in Arizona today. The duo plan to highlight the crisis at the southern border. CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has released new immunization requirements for the 2024-25 school year and for this year's child care entry. Here's Brittany Merlot.
New now, parents need to vaccinate their kids heading into 7th grade against meningitis with a meningococcal vaccine. Also, 12th graders need a meningococcal booster vaccine as well. And there is no requirement for the seasonal flu or COVID-19 vaccination. All other requirements from last year are the same. Existing exemption options for medical, religious, or personal conviction reasons are still available. The new rules are already in place for child care centers and go into effect at the start of the 2024-2025 school year.
You can help paint a sidewalk with Wood County Human Services and the McMillan Memorial Library, August 26th through the 28th. You can visit the library website or Facebook page for more information. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Partly to mostly cloudy today. Our high 77 this afternoon. The wind will be out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, an isolated shower or thunderstorm, 61. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 78. On Saturday, partly cloudy, high of 85. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thanks for kicking it off with us here at WFHR. Got your host, James J. behind the mic. I am joined by our head of production, our co-host, Seth Haphagger.
Good morning, everyone.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We hope you're having a great start to your Thursday out there. Happy Friday Eve. And kick things off the way we like to with two forecasts. No morning show offers two forecasts, Seth. Nobody does.
Double your money,
this.
Man.
Exactly. We're going to make darn sure you know what Mother Nature's up to. And we do that every morning with our great friend, Brittany Merlot. Brittany, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm fantastic. How are you?
We're doing good. I apologize. I wasn't sure if we'd have you, so I snuck a weather in real quick. and then I see you're calling again, so I apologize for that. But I'd much rather talk to you and get, you know, real take on the weather.
That's
How is Mother Nature doing today? How's she in a good mood? She feeling all right? Can you feel this out at all?
Oh, she is in a very, very good mood. She's relaxing. She's calm. She's beautiful as well. So exactly everything that we want her to be.
Let's keep it coming. Keep the good stuff. Keep calling her good things. She's so wonderful now.
It is really going to be. Yeah, let's all talk about Mother Nature because the weather is going to be beautiful this weekend.
Yep.
Yes, it is. So high temperatures today will be mostly sunny, reaching the upper 70s. Winds barely moving out of the south at about 5 to 10 miles per hour. We'll see some clouds increasing through tonight, becoming partly cloudy. Lows will fall to the mid-50s. We'll have another comfortable, partly sunny day tomorrow. Maybe a few sprinkles in there possible. And then for Saturday and Sunday, that heat and humidity builds. We'll soar into the mid-80s for our Saturday and near 90. It's going to be feeling like 90 with that heat index because the humidity is going to be so sticky on Sunday. it is going to be that summer vibe for sure.
All right. Some real August weather there, yeah.
As somebody, I will wear shorts as long as humanly possible.
Right,
I will wear my Adidas as long as possible before I have to put on boots or anything, so I'll take it. We're going to take every day of this we get, Brittany. We appreciate you. Thank you so much. We'll get people ready for the weekend tomorrow.
Sounds good. Have a great day.
You too. Best in the business right there from Brittany Merlot. Joins us every morning in this time slot. Seth and I got a great jam-packed show for you over the next 2 hours. We're going to get in the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club in a little bit. We have got a chance to shout USA, USA, as we do something more online than anybody else.
Oh, okay. Ooh, is that something to be? We'll find out
if it's something or not. Pumpkin spice lattes are back at Starbucks.
Of course they are.
And it's August.
Gentlemen. Yep.
We're getting to know that one with you. And of course, it's a Thursday. That means that we are joined by our great friends on Southwood County Humane Society and our Pet of the Week.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that. And we want to say a big thank you to TJ's Auto and Collision Center sponsoring that segment.
We greatly
appreciate that. Some entertainment news for you a little bit later. Adam Sandler and his kids, American Pie singer Don McLean, and we're going to talk about why do so many cartoon characters have only four fingers?
I'll save it.
A little bit later in the 9 o'clock hour, we want audience participation. We are calling on all dads, all moms, because we got the big four bands of Gen X dad rock.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to
see. Can't wait.
Who are the big four? Who are the big four?
Perfect
for us,
man.
We're going to get into that one.
Perfect.
That's going to be
coming. Right into the unlabeled, right there.
Right into it, right there. We'll get into all of that with you. We'll talk about our schedule. We'll have some fun. We got plenty of good stories of the day and local good stuff we want to touch on as well. But I do want to start things off thanking everybody involved with the Central Wisconsin State Fair. They do such an amazing job over there. Seth got to see this firsthand the other day, and it was wonderful to be down there and check things out, talk to so many of our listeners, hang out with you guys, get you some merch, and take some of your stories in. It was really fun. We have had a blast down there tonight, or today, I should say. Be sure to join us. Melissa will be down there. Ashley's going to be stopping by. And Pam is going to be
the real star of the show.
Absolutely.
Going to be down there. Nice.
The heart of this station and the true star of WFHR, Pam Hilke, will be down there. That's fantastic. I do want to shout out Melissa. She has been living down there.
Yeah, she's doing an amazing job.
Now, don't feel too bad. She's got a really nice cot.
Sleeping bag. Yep.
Proud and thankful to you, Melissa. Keep up the great work over there. And go say hi to Melissa and Pam and Ashley today. We've got a booth right in the Expo Center. Yeah. You can't miss us.
Main building.
And get bring your appetite, bring your smile.
Oh, yeah.
Enjoy. I do want to shout Melissa out one more time, too. So I had a couple hours down there, and then I had to take off to go take my dad to something.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in a bit of a hurry, but she told me, James, when you're taking off, it's right when the pig race is started. As a city boy, I've been to the Marsh. I've been to the all of our local fairs,
right?
And they're all wonderful. And I've been to the Central Wisconsin State Fair. Just was a long time ago, but I have never seen this. I got to see two pig races, and I'm pretty sure that we should just change all sporting events to pig races.
That's not a bad idea.
Outside of high school athletics. I'm not, like, we're getting ready for an NFL season. We're very excited about it.
Right.
We'll be talking about it on Playmakers Friday from 5 to 6.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. That was pretty entertaining. shout out to the MC. She did a great job with that.
Great.
I just posted the video that I took of the pig race on my Facebook page. So go ahead and check that out and spread the word about the fair and enjoy and find out more at centralwisconsinfair.com. It's going to be a great time. Looking forward to it. I know you're going to be able to hang out down there.
Saturday I'll be there. Yep. As we wrap up the fair. I'll be there for that. So
meet us down there. It's going to be a blast. And come on down and say hi to Seth. And not to put you on the spot, man, but we've missed you the last couple of days. This isn't the only traveling you're going to be doing going to Marshfield. You just got done traveling.
Yes. Had a little trip up to the old stomping grounds in northern Minnesota. Did the North Shore thing. And it was hilarious because when we were packing for it, it's like, well, what is the weather going to be like? Well, 70s. Okay, that's nice. And I'm like, wait a minute. We're going to be right next to Lake Superior, this giant air conditioner right there. And boy, I'm glad it was a lot. It was cooler by the lake. It's a cliche, but it's very, very true because it certainly was. But other than that, it was fabulous. Had so much fun. Got to see a lot of old places I haven't been before. Got to go to a place I worked at 22 years ago. There's an ore boat, if a lot of people know Duluth, that you can tour, the Irvin. And I got to check that out with my family. They loved it, by the way. My children were just, they loved it. It was so
cool.
Very cool. And the biggest thing for me, though, is I got to go to my cousin's restaurant. in Superior, Wisconsin, called Superior Waffles. And I have to tell you, man, oh my God, it was so, so good. Mm. Oh my gosh. So my oldest is like, this is my new favorite waffle place. Yeah. Very good. I had their Scone waffle, which is ham, cheese, and raspberry jam. It is delicious. Oh my goodness.
Oh my God, that sounds good.
I can't tell you how good that was. Apparently, the governor's been there a couple of times. That's his favorite one.
Nice.
So that's why I had to try it. And I got to see my cousin who I haven't seen in like a very, very long time. So that was cool too.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very, very good experience. Yeah. That's awesome. There's nothing like being able to take your kids in your own stomping grounds.
Oh, it's so much fun.
When we went to the celebration for my papa in Illinois, we were driving around, and I lived in so many places in Illinois growing up and everything that I don't really even think about. Well, we used to live in this high rise, or we used to live in this apartment, mm-hmm. or something like that. And we were driving from the event to the hotel, and Matt, her Bria's husband, was driving, and we're just going and going, and I look over and I see, wait a minute, that's my old grade school. Like, wow. Wait a second. I remember, there's Cover Bridge. And I started seeing, wait a minute, we're in my literal hometown in Carroll Stream, where I was born. Wow. And I freak out. I'm like, Bree, Matt, you know? And I actually got to sort of show my mm-hmm. oldest a little bit of where I was from, which is really going to be, I don't know how often I'll get to do that because we, you know, the kids are getting older and all that. There's nothing like that experience. Encourage mm-hmm. people to do that if you get the chance. And if you're fortunate enough to be living in your current stomping grounds mm-hmm. and everything, where you're from and all that, that's all the more reason to support your area, to embrace your area. Because, boy, you miss that stuff. You miss your roots and everything.
You do. It's true.
We're very fortunate, though, that we happen to be in an area like this that mm-hmm. Is awesome, is wonderful. And we get things like the Central Wisconsin State Fair. We're excited about that. Now, I understand that we're getting to the end of summer here. A lot of people looking to get some last bits of summer in, some summer adventures in. But you want to be able to jump into this in the right age, the right time set, the right mindset and all these things. So it's almost impossible to find someone under 25 who would turn down a road trip. Most of us would do that in a heartbeat.
It's true.
But our at that age and stuff.
Yeah.
But our senses of adventure continue way into mid-age.
Mm.
I don't like middle age. I go mid-age. It just feels a little bit better. Is it any different? No.
It doesn't have the connotation of the whole middle age thing, right?
It feels a little bit better, right?
Yeah.
Say mid-age than middle age? I feel like
exactly.
It does. According to a new survey, the perfect age to go on an adventure is 42.
Oh, perfect.
42.
All answers are 42.
Yeah, it certainly is. Oh, yeah. Bring a towel. And 36%, thanks for the fish. And 36% of people say that they've become more adventurous with age. Around 1 in 4 Americans say that their life can be boring, and the average person fantasizes about going on an adventure 4 times every day.
Oh, wow.
But most people need a push. Just 10% of people feel like they could be adventurous in their current life on any given day. I want to repeat that again to everybody that shouts at me, I need to take a vacation. Most people need a push. Just 10% of people feel like they could be an adventurous person.
There you go.
Even though 83% of people say that you can't be too old to be adventurous.
I agree.
About half of us would be okay with a simple adventure, something outside our daily routine mm-hmm. that maybe makes us appreciate life a little bit more.
Yeah.
And I think this is a fantastic way to start the day.
Mm-hmm.
We are, we're at the tail end of summer here. You may not be able to plan that trip to Hawaii or Egypt or something like that. But your state that you're in, wherever you're listening to us, is bound to have things that you haven't experienced or done before.
Absolutely.
There are probably things even an hour away, mm-hmm. maybe even in your own town, that you haven't gotten a chance to do. And whatever age you are is the perfect age to get out there and do this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Do you think you've gotten more adventurous as you've gotten older?
I don't know. I think it's been pretty steady for me.
Mm-hmm.
I love traveling. You know, of course, when you're in the situation now where you've got kids and you've got a job and, you know, limited resources, you can only do so much, of course, because you time and money, of course, you only have so much of that.
Yeah.
But I think the spirit is still there. I still enjoy, you know, I'm not. And what do you mean by adventure? You mean like, I'm just going to go in a car and find someplace? No, right. I'm not doing that. I'm going to plan a little bit. Sorry. I got to do that for me. For my own peace of mind, I got to do some planning.
I'm the same.
Yeah. But other than that, no. I think of all the time, I think of places places. Boy, that'd be cool to visit, or I'd like to go there, that kind of stuff.
How about you out there? Do you feel more adventurous now? We'll keep this topic going over the next couple of hours. Mm-hmm. Call up and join the conversation, and maybe give people some suggestions, you know, some things you can do. My early life was so insane and so crazy. Right. I think the last handful of years, last 10 years even, it's been just trying to calm down a little bit and to just focus on work. I've been a workaholic the last 10 years or so. Now it's a little bit more of the time of, you know what? I do want to get out there a little bit more. I do want to get a little time, more adventurous.
Right? Yeah.
And keep in mind, there is no such thing as you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Does the dog want to learn?
Absolutely.
Then it can learn. And you can get out there. You can be adventurous. You can do more things. Have some fun. Get on out there.
Hope for everyone, even James.
Yes, yes. I keep on mentioning this, but House on the Rock I've never been to. And that's only an hour and a half, 2 hours away.
Yeah, it's very close.
That's something that you could do if you haven't done in a long time. They're always changing that up.
That's a day trip. You know, they didn't even have to travel that, you know, that take that much time either.
We have so many great zoos. The Henry Vilas Zoo in Madison, the Milwaukee Zoo. We have our own little local zoo here and everything. And, of course, there is fairs, like the Central Wisconsin State Fair. Go check that out, everybody. And while you're there, stop by the WFHR WIRI booth. Say hi to Melissa, Pam, and Ashley. Wish them a great time. And, you know, maybe win some merch. Give us your stories. We want to hear from your stories. I understand some people might be a little hesitant to sit down and be recorded nowadays. I want you all to keep in mind that this is stuff that, and granted, these are words, but we are in a reputation world. Not just every business is reputation based nowadays.
It's true.
And the last thing we would ever do is do anything that would offend or hurt our audience. That's not our game. That's not our bag. We do. We want to take good care of you, and we appreciate and value you guys so much. That's part of the reason why we want your stories. Mm-hmm. We want to be able to share those stories, share what it's like to live here in Wisconsin, all of the above. And we're looking forward to taking those stories, looking forward to you signing up for the newsletter, getting caught up on Central Wisconsin news, because it is going to be a newsletter strictly focused Central
right here.
And we're looking forward to getting your feedback as well. It's going to be a lot of fun. Meet us over at the Central Wisconsin State Fair and find out more at centralwisconsinfair.com. We'll meet you there, everybody.
Yeah.
We'll take a time out. We'll come back after checking in with our partners. We'll do the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. It's coming up on the morning show at WFHR.
Camping, America's pastime. The fresh air, the lack of phone signal, and the ability to relax with a cold beer by the fire. Then the next day, not the best. Take the day to recover and call El Cafe and order tacos to go. Choice of chicken, beef, chorizo, topped with lettuce, cheese, and pico for only $2 a taco. Add french fries for $1. Call El Cafe 715-887-2233 for a meal the whole family will love and a day of recovery for you.
Need repairs? How about a new truck? Don't worry, both can be found at TJ's Auto and Collision Center on Highway 73 in Wisconsin Rapids. And do we have trucks? From industrial to moving to S10s to SUVs, TJ's Auto has the right truck for the right price. Check out our website at tjsauto.net or stop by to enjoy our welcoming and comfortable customer experience. TJ's Auto is a proud sponsor of the Southwood County Humane Society's Pet of the Week. And remember,
we have trucks!
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hello, doorman. I have questions. Word around Wisconsin Rapids is that DoorWorks is the business to ask about all things doors.
Why, yes. For over three decades, we've been the premier door service provider in Wisconsin Rapids and the surrounding areas.
What services do you provide? And can I order a custom style or color?
We supply, install, and service a variety of doors. If we don't have it in stock in our large warehouse, we customize the style, color, and more. Call DoorWorks for a free estimate today.
Partly to mostly cloudy today. Our high 77 this afternoon. The wind will be out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy and isolated shower or thunderstorm, 61. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 78. On Saturday, partly cloudy, high of 85. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Say it's your birthday.
It's time for the Birthday and Anniversary Club, featuring our great friends over at El Cafe. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to El Cafe at 221 Market Avenue, beautiful Port Edwards. Check out some of their great breakfast specials, lunch specials. Everything about that menu is unique and wonderful. Mm-hmm. The atmosphere is fantastic. The only thing that tops it all is the people.
That's right. They're so awesome there.
They really are some amazing
Fabulous.
People. Yep. Visit our friends over at El Cafe today. Go wish them a good morning from all of us. And get us to your birthdays and anniversaries so we can continue to celebrate our local celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
Get them to us at info@wfhr.com, james.maleff@civicmedia.us. You can direct message us on our Facebook pages as well. And feel free to call up.
424-2600 and tell us if, like me, you got to eat pie for breakfast on your birthday.
That's right, yeah, yeah.
It's at one of the iconic places in the North Shore, just north of Two Harbors, called Betty's Pies. And we had breakfast there, and then we had pie.
We had
awesome.
We've had a couple of days off, but our chemistry is right there, man, because I wanted to kick off the segment wishing you a belated happy birthday, brother.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. You know, it's funny. I don't plan it, but I always end up being away for my birthday. I don't know why.
You're good at this.
I'm not trying to be away, everyone.
Really. I want to master that. I think that's when I'll take my vacation. Like right
there you go.
Then you won't have to yell people coming at you, you know, just say,
all right, I'm done.
I don't have Terry and Katrina like plotting behind my back to make me celebrate.
Exactly.
Shout out to both of you, two wonderful human beings. And I'm very happy to hear that, man. That's very cool.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
It had to have been a good birthday. You had pie.
I'm telling you.
Your home state of all that. That was pretty cool.
It was all there, man.
We encourage you to get us more birthdays and anniversaries we can celebrate with you, everybody. Like the three qualifiers we have here. Seth, I need a 1 through 3.
Let's do 1 today.
All right. Gives us that qualifier. We can get right into the celebrating. And first up, we want to wish a happy birthday to Jeff Rickenbacker. Jeff Rickenberg.
Oh, okay. Jeff, happy birthday.
We wish you a great day, Jeff.
Yep.
Enjoy. Hope it's a good one for you. And thanks so much for getting us this birthday.
Mm-hmm.
We wish a happy 37th anniversary to Phil and Tammy Abel.
Oh, Phil and Tammy, happy anniversary, you two.
Have a wonderful day, you guys. Mm-hmm. Enjoy your anniversary. It's a Thursday. It's close enough. I say celebrate right into the weekend.
That's right.
And Phil and Tammy sounds really good together.
It does.
That does sound like I never thought about that, right? Yeah. Those names sound really good together. Congratulations on your anniversary, you mm-hmm. two. And our qualifiers today, celebrating their 9th anniversary.
Ooh.
How cool is that?
Close to double digits there.
Yeah, Jeff and Sherry Odom.
Jeff and Sherry. Congratulations, you two, and have a great anniversary.
Wishing you guys the best of anniversaries. Mm-hmm. Enjoy your last single digits anniversary.
Yep.
And welcome to double digits going forward. Wishing you guys the best.
Nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Oh, yeah. They always say the first 9 years are the toughest. No, they don't.
I'm kidding.
I have no idea. But enjoy your anniversary, you mm-hmm. two. And congratulations on being our qualifiers.
Mm-hmm.
We are getting closer and closer to the end of the month. Remember that we begin every month with our Misty's, our El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club, announcing winners for El Cafe. And our winners will get two gift certificates, two El Cafe, two $20 gift certificates. A big thank you to them for that.
Wow, September's almost here. My goodness. Anyway.
It's crazy. Yeah. It's crazy. Let's take a look at our list of celebrity birthdays. Dua Lipa is 29, British singer.
Mm-hmm.
New Rules, Levitating. He's got a couple of hits out there.
Mm-hmm.
James Corden is 46, former Late Late Show host and carpool karaoke superstar, and they are going to teach in classes how to ruin your career. James Corbin will be one of them.
That's
James
right.
Corbin will be one of the lessons in there. Hey, treat people good.
Yep.
Oh, what could happen if I just insult a waiter? What could possibly go wrong? Well, you could lose everything, man.
You can blow up your career.
If you needed another reason to treat people right. You know, James Corden's a darn good example of it. Ellen DeGeneres, another good example of this. Like, the chickens come home to roost, man.
They do. And it's like, it's not like it's a hard thing to do to be nice to people. It's not that hard.
It's
come
really
on.
Not. It's really not.
It actually takes a lot of work to be a jerk, you know?
Yeah, it takes a lot. It is no different. Our moms had this right, man. It takes more muscles to frown than it does to smile.
Telling you.
It does.
Telling you.
Howie D of the Backstreet Boys is 51.
Wow. I don't feel old at all now.
Yeah, I don't know who that. I know Backstreet Boys.
Of course, yes.
But I could not, like, if all of them walked in this room right
me
now
neither.
And I had to tell you which were which or anything, no, I got no idea.
I'd insult them all by name after, like, NSYNC members or something like that.
Absolutely.
You know?
I know you're not Justin. I know that because you're not canceled.
What's another?
Jeez. Kristen Wiig is 51, the fearless Kristen Wiig, I should say.
She is hilarious.
I was just with a friend watching some SNL sketches and everything, and I was actually looking for Bill Hader sketches. I wanted to see Bill Hader doing Vincent Price. Kristen Wiig showed up in every sketch. And it ended up being a Kristen Wiig kind of like marathon without it trying to be. And I forget because it's been some time since she's been on there, and they keep getting new cast members, and I get up to date on the new cast members, and I forget sometimes. She was just incredible on that show. Yep. She took the lead often when other actors maybe didn't want to do certain roles, and playing parts that maybe she didn't really want to do, but she did because she's a team player and she's fearless. Mm-hmm. She used to do her and Fred Armiston would do this Tiny Bubbles bit. Who was the Tiny Bubbles guy? The old TV show. Lawrence Welk. And she played a character that was very kind of deformed and all this. And not a pretty character, but just would nail it. It was just one of the funnier sketches she was a part of. And it wasn't something that she necessarily like wanted to do, but she did, and it worked out. She's a great actor.
I have to say that the most talented people on SNL tend to be the ones that have the better career. I mean, because they are just... It's obvious how much more talented they are than your run-of-the-mill folks.
They've got, I genuinely believe there's never been a bad cast member at 30 Rock. I really believe that. Now, there are stars and there are greats.
Yeah, exactly.
There is a difference of a Kristen Wiig and an Anthony Michael Hall, a youngest kid on the show, all this didn't work out.
Yep.
His talent didn't transfer to that. Mm-hmm. But man, when they nail it, when they are able to nail that job, you're so right, man. They show. It just shows. They stand out a little bit more.
Yep. And she's got the career to prove it now.
Yeah. Got Bridesmaids, Ghostbusters. Mm-hmm. She was in Wonder Woman. Yeah. She's got a good career. Another good career. Ty Burrell is 57.
Oh,
Phil,
wow.
Phil on Modern Family. I'm a huge Ed O'Neill fan, so I did try to watch a little bit of Modern Family. Mm-hmm. And what I came out of it was Ty Burrell is one of the funniest people I've ever seen on TV.
Man.
He really is.
There is very few people who deadpan better than Ty Burrell. He's brilliant at that kind of humor.
His comedic timing, man.
Is so good.
He's really, really good. I feel like there was a lot, nothing but great people on that show. It seemed like a
very
great
good cast. Yeah.
He stood out to me. Same thing with SNL, kind of, you know? He's just really, really funny, talented guy. Looking forward to seeing what he does next. But he's had a couple of pilots that didn't work out so far. So hopefully he finds something.
We'll see if he's ever brought back for... he was Doc Samson in the Hulk movie.
That's right.
He could be brought back.
I'd like to see that.
Doc Samson was a big character in the Hulk comics. You never know.
He'd be great on that.
Yeah.
GZA is 58 of the Wu-Tang Clan, one of the 9 members of the Wu-Tang Clan. It's understandable if you don't remember, but he's one of the better ones.
Yeah.
Tori Amos is 61.
Wow.
One of the greatest singer-songwriters of our generation.
Something. She was... Man, talk about carving out your own career. She didn't sound like anyone. She had her own distinct... songwriting style, singing style, and it's really amazing. I mean, she was something else, or she is, I should say, something else.
Yeah, she's still going strong, still touring strong, and one of the greatest lyricists I've ever heard.
Amazing.
By far and away, one of the greatest lyricists I've ever heard. Also, just one of the more unique voices. I love the way 100%. She sings. How somebody can be so delicate with their voice, and at the same time, such an animal,
much power,
ferocious and everything. Mm-hmm. Tori Amos is amazing.
Yep.
Debbie Peterson is 63 today. Debbie of the Bengals.
Oh, yeah.
Walk Like an Egyptian, Eternal Flame, so many hits they had.
Mm-hmm.
And we're staying in the 80s because the great, the wonderful Ronald Orzabal is 63 today of Tears for Fears.
The other Tears for Fears guy other than Kurt Smith.
Yeah.
How do they get two names like that together? I don't know.
It's a really tough.
What a great group, though. Love them. Love Tears for Fears.
Colin Ray is 64, country superstar, who is going to be performing right here in Wisconsin Rapids
next
month.
Yes, he is.
Looking forward to that and looking forward to getting you tickets for that, thanks to our friends at the Arts Council. Big shout out to Sally Kistner and the gang, and more on them in a moment as they joined us recently. They'll be the air today. We'll talk about that during our schedule.
Awesome.
My favorite guitarist of all time is 66 today, Vernon Reed.
Mm-hmm.
Living Color guitarist, also a very well-known jazz guitarist. has worked with so many great artists over the years. I remember reading in a Rolling Stone article how Jimmy Page said that Vernon Reid was his favorite guitarist.
Whoa.
Not his favorite modern guitarist or new guitarist or anything like that. His favorite guitarist.
High praise.
How many blues artists have really enjoyed his work? Vernon Reid is just an incredibly talented and underrated guitar player. Just look at, if you want low-hanging fruit, go ahead and pull up Cult of Personality and just listen to that guitar solo in there. Let alone go ahead and pull up a live version and see what he does live.
Right.
There are so many incredible like works of his and that aren't just the guitar, because he's a great master of conducting all of this too. He is just incredible and it's criminally underrated in my book.
I think it's because of the sound of Living Color.
Yeah.
Didn't call for a lot of his, you know, I mean, he gets to do it, but it doesn't call for a lot of, you know, guitar pyrotechnics. It's kind of like the rock that the band is based on.
Yeah.
So you don't get to show off quite as much when you're doing that.
The Big Tuna is 83. Bill Parcells is 83. Former coach of the Giants, Jets, Patriots, Cowboys.
What a terrible nickname, by the way. I feel bad. How do you get a nickname like the Big Tuna? Yeah.
I couldn't agree with you more, man. That is not, especially for one of the greats.
One of the great coaches of all time. Yeah, man.
You would think that. Yeah. Carl Yastrzemski is 85.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
The Yaz. Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a good nickname.
Yes.
That's a good nickname.
That's because no one could spell his name.
Exactly.
It's hilarious. Back when it was 67 when he won the MVP award, you know, the players, you know, would vote on it. And they said the different spellings of his last name from all the, most people were just like, Yaz, but some tried to do the whole name. Yeah, they all failed.
Quite a career. I imagine. Oh, that's hilarious to do that. They should do that more often. Cindy Williams kicks off our people no longer with us. The great Cindy Williams. Mm-hmm. Shirley on Laverne and Shirley. Mm-hmm. Born in 1947, passed away in 2023. I adored her.
She was a great actor.
She was my favorite. One of my favorite parts of favorite actors on TV when I was a kid. I loved her. And another great blast from the past, Valerie Harper, born in this day in 1939, passed away in 2019. Rhoda on the Mary Tyler Moore Show, and Rhoda, of course. She was just an incredible TV talent.
Mm-hmm.
She was. We lost her to cancer. Cancer sucks. Let's defeat cancer. Let's all work together to stop cancer.
Yep.
George, General Storman Norman, born in this day in 1934, passed away in 2012. Appreciate the service from him. Ray Bradbury, born in this day in 1920, passed away in 2012.
Wow.
Martian Chronicles, Something Wicked This Way Comes, and of course, Fahrenheit 451. Mm-hmm. I think a must read.
Yeah.
I think a
it
must
It still holds
read.
Up. It's a really interesting book. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And we wrap up with one of our generation's greats, Lane Stanley, born in this day in 1967, passed away way too young in 2002.
Mm-hmm.
2002.
Yeah.
Just an incredible singer, songwriter. My favorite of all the grunge bands, Alice in Chains, and certainly my favorite singer out of all of them was
Lane
Stanley.
They had their own sound, though, to be sure. They didn't sound like anything else.
Nobody else had harmonies like Alice in Chains did back then.
Having the dual lead singer kind of thing, and with, you know, they would take turns on the lead, but they would also harmony. Yeah. It was such a cool sound.
Yeah.
It really was interesting.
Very, very good.
Yeah.
One more time, wishing happy birthdays and anniversaries to everybody out there.
Yes.
Enjoy with our friends over at El Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
They're open right now at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from all of us here at WFHR. We'll be back after our state, local, and sports, and taking care of our partners on the morning show at WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. With Kamala Harris rising in the polls, the pressure would appear to be off of down-ballot Democrats in Wisconsin to provide reverse coattails for the presidential ticket. State Senate Minority Leader Dianne Hesselbein.
At the beginning, I was saying that a lot of the energy was coming from our candidates on the doors. We were talking and listening to what people wanted, and it was really exciting. But now there's a fusion at the top, and it's just exploding. Well,
Democrats are working to cut into Republican majorities in the state assembly and Senate. A federal judge is rejecting calls from Republican lawmakers to give counselors at Wisconsin's troubled youth prisons more leeway in controlling and punishing inmates. GOP lawmakers wanted Judge James Peterson to relax rules for discipline since Counselor Corey Pruell was killed in June. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Several county roads will have single-lane closures next week for road construction. Starting on August 26th, County Highway Y between County V and South Hawthorne will be closed. County Highway S between County Highways F and C, and County Highway U between Hoffman Road and 80th Street. These county highways will have partial single-lane closures while crews apply pavement. Please find an alternate route around these areas between August 26th through August 30th. If you have to travel in these areas, expect delays and plan accordingly. Elementary school playgrounds are set to open in Wisconsin Rapids at the end of next week. The district received a grant to help make improvements to all of their playgrounds, and many have been under construction all summer. Please be patient and wait until they officially open, but the playgrounds will be ready before the start of the school year on September 3rd. And that's what you need to know. I'm Alyssa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Packers' A.J. Dillon with a neck injury. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. He's one of the Packers' most popular players, running back A.J. Dillon, revealing he suffered another neck stinger in Denver last week. He dealt with one at the end of last season. As Dillon undergoes tests, does this open the door for second-year running back Emmanuel Wilson?
You know, just controlling what I can. It's up to them in the office if they're going to keep me or let me go. But, you know, I'm just controlling what I can.
The roster cut-down day next Tuesday after Saturday's final preseason game against the Ravens.
It's big. It's very big. Because you never know if this is my last time playing for them or what, so it's very big for me.
Baseball, the Brewers wrapping up their series in St. Louis after losing 10-6 last night in extra innings. Manager Pat Murphy asked why was he ejected after arguing with the home plate umpire.
The confrontation on the field was balls and strikes in the net.
Sure was.
Golf, Max Lyons, the winner of the Wisconsin State Open in Minocqua. He finished the tournament at 16 under par. George Neisser finished second, two shots off the pace. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes, inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program, that's how you create a team.
Join us Friday, August 30th. The Badgers kick off the season against Western Michigan. Our coverage begins at 6 on your home for Wisconsin football. The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
It's 2020. 24 in Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Playmakers is brought to you by Quality Plus Printing and Wham Incorporated. Be the hero in your family or community with Wham Incorporated, your home for customized team apparel. Tune in to Playmakers Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 5 to 6 p.m. on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, and never miss a play.
Partly to mostly cloudy today. Our high 77 this afternoon. The wind will be out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, an isolated shower or thunderstorm, 61. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 78. On Saturday, partly cloudy, high of 85. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show. Right here at WFHR. Seth and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for joining us on this Friday Eve. Hope your Thursday's treating you good. We got good things coming up for you, everybody. In a little bit, we're going to get into a study that found that marriage can help men, maybe not women as much. Maybe not. Look into that one a little bit.
Whole lot of women out there going, uh-huh.
You want to go to that one right now, James? Yeah. I'd kind of like to hear that.
Yeah,
kind of like to hear that one. Oh, we'll get to it in a little bit. The people who did this only looked at curse words in English, so keep that in mind as we go forward. But I bet we're still number one, and get ready to shout, USA, USA. We haven't gotten to do it in a couple weeks.
Okay, you got to get back into it. Yeah.
You don't want to lose that. We need to be able to have that fresh and ready to go anytime you need it. USA. Someone analyzed almost 2 million tweets from around the globe to see which countries swear the most online.
Mm.
And it is not even close. USA ranks first.
Okay.
I don't know if I should be proud of
this. Is that a good thing?
Yeah, I don't know. They used a list of 1,600 swear words, so not just the big ones, but a very large vocabulary of swear words.
Mm-hmm.
And overall, 4.2% of Americans posts include at least one of those words.
Hmm.
4% might not sound like a ton, but second place swears more than 40% less than that.
Wow.
So here are the countries, states, and cities that swear the most.
Okay.
The U.S. swears in 4.2% of posts. Then it's the U.K. at 2.9%. Australia next, then New Zealand, Canada, a hair under, Kuwait. Also in there. So Canada and Kuwait.
Wow. Interesting bedfellows there. Wow.
Very, very different countries and bedfellows. But
yeah.
Interesting to see. And as far as, you know, if we feel bad about this, well, I mean, you know, how bad does Canada feel even being in the top five?
Yeah.
The most foul-mouthed state is... Anybody want to take a guess on this one? Ooh. Because you could give me literally 50 guesses. There are 50 states.
There are 50.
50 guesses, and I would not get it. I would not get it until the last guess, probably.
You know, so you saying that makes me think it's like one of those states that we never think of. So I'm going to say Maryland.
I'm speechless. I would have never guessed that. I don't know how you pulled that one off. Man, some time off did you good, brother.
I guess recharged.
Yeah, yeah. Maryland is at 6.6% of all posts. Holy man, we couldn't have done that if we were trying to.
The only reason I did that is because I remember hearing from someone from Maryland saying, we're the forgotten state. No one ever thinks about Maryland for anything. And so I'm like, the most forgotten state, let's say Maryland. Yeah, we'll throw it out there. Why not?
I think because of because of that area, the Maryland area, D.C., all of that and everything.
Virginia right there, yeah.
I could see how if anybody told me, anyone from any one of those places told me they felt forgotten, I would get it.
Yeah.
I would get that. That makes sense, but I would have never guessed that.
If you were to ask people, what state is Baltimore in, they might get it wrong.
Yeah.
Because
So true. So true. So Maryland comes in at number one, then Louisiana, Georgia, Virginia, and Ohio. South Dakota swears the least at just 2% of all posts. So there you go.
There you go.
The most foul-mouthed city, major city is Baltimore at an impressive 7.8%. Not surprising with the Maryland.
Being in Maryland, right, yeah.
So one in every 13 tweets has a swear word in it. Baton Rouge is next, then followed by Atlanta, Detroit, Houston, Lexington, Kentucky is the most PG city at 2% of all posts.
Oh, okay. Very good. Good for you, Lexington.
What an interesting list.
That's fascinating.
Now, I think that it's... Most people will tell you that people swear when swearing is a sign of unintelligence and some of these things and everything. I don't believe in that so much.
No.
I do believe that words are... important, mm-hmm. and you use them only when needed.
Yeah.
I think if you swear all the time, they cease to mean their meaning, no different than if you say you love everything. I love lamp. I love desk. I love air. James, are you just saying you love things that are
relevant? Yeah, right.
It loses its meaning if you use it for everything.
Exactly.
Swear words are the very same thing.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, maybe even more in some ways because of the way that we covet these words, the way we use these words.
Exactly.
I do think that swear words are necessary. I think that they do have a place in society.
I think so.
I go back to John Wayne, who fought very hard against censorship, which a lot of people might not know out there. But John Wayne, behind the scenes, was one of the foremost people to fight for, hey, if I'm in a scene and my foot gets caught in a bear trap, the last thing I'm going to say is, well, shoot. Oh, darn it. Look what happened there. Well, I'll be darned. That is not the words we use.
No, exactly.
Words are a release. Mm. Words are oftentimes, now I think that swear words are more in use for yourself when you stub your toe, when you do these things, not so much to be used at other people. I think they're more of an explanation point or something like that. And I do think that they need to be used sparingly. I don't think that it
helps. 100%.
It makes any good of using them all over the place.
They lose their impact.
Yeah.
And they should be, and they should be surprising. They should be, whoa, you know, kind of thing. For me, personally, that's the way I feel about it, is that they should be used to a point where if you use them, then people are surprised to hear it kind of thing. Otherwise, they, like you said, they lose their impact.
There is not much better than hearing somebody who never swears swear. You're so right about this. Pam didn't even use a swear word the other day, but she said something that was like...
It was close.
Yeah, it was like a...
sort of.
It was like a B version of a swear word, kind of, you know? But it was still, like, shocking to me.
And she was actually quoting something. It's not like she was saying it herself. She was quoting something. Right. Yeah.
It was great. So Maryland comes in at number one as far as states that swear the most. Mm-hmm. Where does Wisconsin rank? Well, Maryland's at 66%, Wisconsin at 34%.
Wow.
So pretty good.
The bottom end there, I'm guessing,
Right there towards the bottom of it, with South Dakota being at the bottom at 21%. Mm-hmm. You can see where they ran in that. So good on you, Wisconsin. Nice and done. Let's see.
Maryland should wash out your mouth with soap. Apparently, my goodness, what are you doing?
Apparently. There are literally 1,000 streaming services right now.
Yeah.
There are streaming services out there that nobody's ever even heard of.
No.
Have you heard of Tubi? Had anybody? Anybody? Like, I mean,
I thought it was just a vicious rumor.
No. Here it is. It's an actual thing. Well, can you handle another streaming service that's delicious?
Oh.
Chick-fil-A is launching a streaming service, and they've been working with Hollywood studios and production companies to create content. They're looking to showcase family-friendly content, mostly unscripted stuff like game shows and reality TV, but there's also room for scripted projects and animation. There is no word if or when this might happen, and please stress on the if or when.
Plans happen in Hollywood every single day that never, ever come to anything. James can tell you about that.
God, it's my up and down career.
About how that, I mean, I don't even want to venture a guess, like a percentage, like less than 10% of like projects probably get produced.
I don't know that do get produced, but I know that there is over 13 to 16%. This is back in before the pandemic.
Okay,
but there was less than 16% of projects that see the all the way through.
All the way through to completion.
Yeah.
And that's not even guaranteed being like streamed or shown on a network or something like that, or a movie. Yeah.
Or what's happening nowadays with studios where they can make a movie like Batgirl and be like, you know what? We're not even going to we can make more money if we just
take it as a loss.
Just take it as a loss. Yep. And it never sees the light of day. Mm-hmm. You know, like it's
amazing. Yeah.
So, I mean, good luck to Chick-fil-A, whatever they do. But I don't know if this is a great use of your funds. You know, I mean,
do you have just money to burn?
Yeah.
What is that? Maybe you can find something better. I don't know.
I'm not sure about that one. What we
need is more unscripted shows.
Yeah.
That's all we need. And more game shows. We have plenty of game shows.
That's what this will be. It will be, quote unquote, you know, family friendly content. I do believe them on that, especially with Chick-fil-A's history. Mm-hmm. But I also think that it's so many people are armchair quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. There's so many armchair quarterbacks out there that sit there and like, look at what Hollywood's doing. We could do better than that. You go right ahead.
You could try.
Go ahead.
You can give it a shot.
Look at the people that have tried to do things like this and how successful have they really been. And the market, as far as family-friendly, is cornered. Like, Disney has owned that longer than we've been alive.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, good luck getting in on that territory.
Anyone remember Quibi?
Yeah, there you go. That was the one I was trying to think of. Quibi! Oh, Quibi. We
big
barely knew you.
$4 billion, I think, they end up losing on that.
NBC is thanking every single person in the world right now because they were, before the Olympics, Peacock was the biggest laughing stock of the streaming services because of the money they put into it and what they have made from it. Now, I think it's a good app. I think it's a good streaming service.
Nothing wrong with it, yeah.
It's pretty cool. They got Homicide on there now. It's all remastered and everything. But most people were not, you know, droving to it like Netflix or Hulu or some of these things. Then the Olympics happen and boom, just blows them up. Does Chick-fil-A have an Olympics in their pocket? Do they have anything like that? I mean, does Quibi, does any of these things have anything like that?
No, because they don't.
boy, you need a literal, like, kind of miracle-esque, an entertainment miracle to be able to have that happen. And NBC is, now they're in a good place.
Yeah.
But they just barely made it.
And we'll see how long it lasts.
And that's NBC.
Like, one of the biggest names ever, you know, in entertainment. Yeah.
Because, and I'm thinking of their catalog that they have. Mm-hmm. You know, if you want to go on there and watch old episodes of Night Court, you can. Like, all of these things. Yep. People that love nostalgia, and we love nostalgia right now. And even that website, that streaming service struggled.
Yep.
It took the Olympics to save it. Like, and there was no guarantee that was going to happen.
Oof.
So, I don't know. Chick-fil-A, good luck with that.
have fun.
I would personally work on your chicken. I would work on making
Your food is really good.
Yeah.
Can't do that, though. That'd be weird.
Right.
You know, for a restaurant.
Yeah, we're going to come up with this or shoes or clothes or something like that, like some of these places.
Chicken shoes.
I don't get it. We're going to take a final time out of the hour. We'll come back and get you to the top of the hour on the morning show at WFHR.
Camping, America's pastime. The fresh air, the lack of phone signal, and the ability to relax with a cold beer by the fire. Then the next day, not the best. Don't drag yourself out in the cold to make your family a healthy breakfast. Recover and call El Cafe and order a family-style breakfast to go. Scrambled eggs, ham, bacon, or sausage. Toaster pancakes with hash browns, and all of this is $8 a person. Call El Cafe at 715-887-2233 for a meal the whole family will love and a day of recovery for you.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Did you know the fairgrounds in Marshfield have been in use since the mid-1800s when the site hosted a horse-driving park? The idea for the fair started on the streets of Marshfield in the early 1900s, not long after an association formed to sell memberships as a way of financing the conversion of the horse-driving park to a new permanent fair site. The first building on the grounds, the world's largest round barn, still in use more than 100 years later. Take a peek at the unique structure, catch 4-H'ers in action, food and games, and purchase a grandstand entertainment ticket, and your admission to the fair is free. And you're invited to the Civic Media Truth Booth, a chance to share your thoughts about the fair, living in the Marshfield area, and more. Plus, sign up for your local newsletter for more real news and great conversation. The Central Wisconsin State Fair runs through Sunday, August 25th. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Partly to mostly cloudy today. Our high 77 this afternoon. The wind will be out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, an isolated shower or thunderstorm, 61. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 78. On Saturday, partly cloudy, high of 85. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
Little Vernon Reed to play us in, everybody. Just in case you wanted an example of this man's amazing talent.
In case you weren't awake before, you are now!
Yes, yes. Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. Thanks a lot for joining us. Seth and James here with it. To take it to the top of the hour, keep in mind, we're going to kick off the 9 o'clock hour the way we like to around here with our Pet of the Week from the Southfield County Humane Society.
Yeah.
Sarah's going to be joining us. Mm-hmm. That's all thanks to our friends at TJ's Auto and Collision Center. Buy local, support local, and support our friends over at TJ's. Thank you, Mr. Reed.
Yes.
That was awesome. That was awesome. We've got good things coming up in the 9 o'clock hour as well. Not only entertainment news, but we're going to get into some other fun topics. The big four bands of Gen X dad rock.
Okay.
Who they are. We'll get into that a little bit later.
I'm curious about what the definition of dad rock is. I'm really curious about that part.
We want audience participation on that one. Want to hear from all you dads out there, everybody out there, moms, dads, it doesn't matter. We'll also get into why do cartoon characters have four fingers? That's a fun history behind that.
Yeah.
We'll get into all of that. But right now, it is... I don't say this lovingly, and I hope you remember the forecast that Brittany gave us earlier today.
Right.
But, it is getting closer to breaking out the flannels. The flannels.
Yep.
Flannels, too. Get
the
those
flannels,
out
get
as
those
well.
Ready, just in case.
Flannels and flannels. Mm-hmm. A flannel is a flannel with no sleeves.
Nice.
I don't know if that's true.
I don't know if that should be the case. And let's start the hashtag flannel.
I think I just made it.
I think you just built something, man.
A flannel is a flannel with no sleeves. I feel pretty good about that, actually. I just came up with the top of my head, but
Cable Guy wears them, but at least we got a word for it now.
Get ready to head to some corn mazes and stuff because fall is officially on the way. The pumpkin spice latte returns to Starbucks today, the earliest it has ever been brought back, a full month before fall actually starts. On September 22nd. Now, in this article, they go on and say the PSL. I refuse to call it that.
Yes.
I am going to call it a pumpkin spice latte. Even
we,
if
we have been over through this for many times.
Can't do it. I can't do it. The latte returns on August 24th. It returned on August 24th last year, which tied the previous record for the earliest debut. So they bumped it up 2 extra days. And if you were thinking of slipping a little something extra into your coffee today, here's your excuse. The pumpkin spice latte turns 21 this year.
Really?
It debuted in 03, so it is finally old enough to drink.
It is.
The fall menu also has one new drink with a needlessly long name, the Iced Apple Crisp Non-Dairy Cream Chai.
Wow.
Don't they know that there are people always waiting in lines at coffee shops? You don't need long names. Make this process faster.
Yeah,
For all the online stuff and everything, like you should be able to like do this a lot faster, Starbucks. Mm-hmm. I don't know about other coffee shops, but specifically Starbucks should be much faster about this.
Yeah.
Everything else is a returning item, including 2 drinks from last year. You can order through the app, the Iced Caramel Apple Cream and the Iced Honey Apple Almond Milk flat white with cream or no cream, or if you do, I don't know.
Yeah.
It may come with a scone. I don't.
And you can play Scrabble while you're at it, too.
Yes, yeah. And knit and do a million other things while you're sitting there waiting.
And saying the name, yep.
Rumor is they've got 2 more new items coming October 1st, a mummy cookie and an iced pecan crunch latte drink.
I like the mummy cookie, though. That's good.
Sounds good. That sounds all right.
So I recently read something that, which I did not know, that apparently the spooky season starts August 1st.
Huh.
Did not know that.
I didn't
so
either.
That's kind of when you start seeing Halloween stuff in stores and all that. So learn something new.
And thus we have found one of my biggest hypocritical moments that I will wholeheartedly own, because I am the person that, we're celebrating Christmas too early. Oh, look at all this Christmas stuff out in October. Oh, this is too early for this. This is too early to be talking about fall. How dare they? What, did somebody say Halloween? What? You want?
Yeah.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah, let's go check it out.
Okay, we're going to start celebrating now? Cool.
Right.
Let's do it. Like I am such a sucker about Halloween. I admit that.
I'm worse than my kids. So we're in Menards yesterday, and they have, you know, their Halloween stuff set up already. And my 13-year-old is like, oh, seriously, already? I'm like, let me go look.
Exactly. I ran into the same thing. It was my sister, but I ran into the same thing. I did realized right there in that moment, and I think I was at a Menards too, where I was like, okay, this is my hypocritical moment. This is maybe the biggest hypocrisy I have in my life.
All right.
Where I get a little bent out of shape about starting these things early, but Halloween, I'm all on it.
Go as early as you want, man.
And get ready and enjoy. And,
yeah.
And to each their own. I mean, if you're looking forward to these pumpkin spice lattes and everything, then more power to you. Enjoy. I will
those PSLs, yes. Yeah. I didn't say I couldn't say it. Just changed
one. Right, right. I will say we encourage you to check out your local coffee shops. They have plenty of cool things and awesome things in store, and they are local, and you can support local. We encourage you to do that. Any chance you get, everybody. Mm-hmm. When it comes to not only our local coffee shops, but any of our local businesses out there, we have a special spot for our friends at From the Ground Up Coffee Shop. They sponsor the Sunrise Show for us. Go visit them at 250 West Grand Avenue, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Their doors are open, I believe. If not, in the next minute or two, they'll be open.
They will be,
yeah. Send on over there and check them out. And stick around, because we got another great local thing coming up. Our friends at the Southfield County Humane Society with our Pet of the Week. Cannot wait to talk to Sarah and find out who that famous furry friend is going to be. Who is going to be our star?
Very cool.
A little bit after that, Seth and I will get in some entertainment news. We had a huge celebrity come by a Madison record store recently, back last month.
I love that.
Didn't get a chance to talk about it then. We're going to mention that now. Adam Sandler and his kids are showing up in there. We're going to talk about Don McLean maybe being a Taylor Swift fan. That is coming up for you as well. And
fascinating,
plenty,
Captain.
Plenty more on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320. CB.